Dear associates in the path, my pranams at the holy feet of all of you who are moving to a particular destination. I personally never like to disturb the silence. Still, certain routines have to be done. There are so many paths, there are so many realized souls. Every one of them try to assist us to reach a particular destination. This is where the problem comes. What is our destination? I think in today's sayings of the Master, he says that liberation is something of a goal that we should have minimum. But then what is liberation? Liberation from what? O Master, thou art the real goal of human life. That's what we are asked to start. And immediately we are asked to think about our present condition, that we are slaves of wishes. And the liberation that we are seeking is to be rid of these wishes and desires. So long as we are going to entertain the wishes and the desires, whatever may be the plane to which they may belong, we are surely in bondage. We have excuses to give and explanations to give for not observing the commands of the Master. For the past 2 decades or 2.5 decades, we have been talking about this subject often. But then, if we evaluate ourselves, we find that we are lost in a maze. Moving from one pole to another pole, instead of moving towards only one pole. Many of our brothers and sisters have expressed their displeasure and discontentment in life, though they have succeeded economically and socially, which they thought is the goal. So middle of 30s, we really don't know afterwards what to do. So run after the same thing again and again, and the day is over again to start with next day. attachments to people with whom we live, attachments with the properties that we possess, acquire more and more materialistic desires and wants, go on creating them. And half an hour or 1 hour of prayer, either in the morning or in the evening, according to our convenience, we think that is good enough. I have people who come and tell me, who have been practicing for over two decades or 3 decades, still telling me that my son is here, I am going there, and my daughter is there, I am going there. Go anywhere you want, doesn't matter much. But then do you meditate there? You surely eat there. You surely drink there, your coffee or tea or whatever it be. But then do you meditate in your relative's house, your son's house or your daughter's house? Put a question for yourself. Then you can say whether you have got that determination. Simply because we go on camp to some place, does it mean that we should not attend to our spiritual duties? This seems to be the first casualty. Basant Panchami is a very auspicious day. There are certain religious functions. I don't say that you should not attend them. But please don't forget that there is a path, a straight path, the nearest path to the ultimate, given to you by the Master. And try to stick to the path. There are some people who think their attachment to their brothers or sisters or children is more important than their attachment to the Master. It's all mainly because of lack of clarity about the goal of life. Why they don't want to have clarity, I cannot say. Every trainer, every one of us, whether he's a trainer or not, has got the onerous responsibility of spreading the message of the Master wherever we go. But instead, we seem to get lost either in the malls or in some shops. Or trying to spend time gossiping instead of talking about the noble things. Think about it, you will know how much of time we are wasting. And time is one thing that will never repeat itself. It will go. Whether the goal is materialistic or spiritual, you have to decide for yourself. If it is material, surely you can go ahead in the way in which you have been trained and taught. But if it is spiritual, you have got to dive deep into the heart and try to help others to have the proper introspection. And the values. Today the world is terribly materialistic. I don't know how we are going to pass on the message. Even our own organizations think about constructing ashrams, statues, photos, whatnot, all materialistic things. And surely we know that is not the way. If we read carefully the Master's books, and the messages we have got from him, we know definitely that is not the way. But then something attracts color, glitter, glamour. These are the things that attract us most. Taste. And then the consequent problems arising out of them. Who can help us under these conditions, if we put that question? And Master himself says, thou art the only God and power to bring us up to that stage. That dependency on the Master. But dependency on the Master in the sense that he should wake us up in the morning or should make us sit in the meditation, etc. We should be in a position to pass on the message to others without opening our mouth. The way in which you live will be a lesson by itself for others. Instead, we seem to get converted again into the same materialistic, extrovert thinking and behavior. I really do not like to talk like this, because it appears more and more of a sermon. Well, I know you are serious about the goal, but I also know very painfully that you seem to get lost unnecessarily in externalities. We do require food. We do require food, and therefore we require some money to earn that. But beyond that, it has no value. If we read Lala Jesab's lifestyle, the way in which he lived, the way in which he thought, you will see how his priorities were always towards the divine. I have some marriage to attend, I have some funeral to attend. And God surely can wait. And my priorities are not linked to that goal. This is a general tendency to which most of us come to. If you are going to be with others, you should know that their thoughts and their feelings will influence you. There's nothing wrong about it. But satsang is most important. Any company is not satsang. They may be well-wishers from one point of view, but there are more people who do not promote the thinking of universal consciousness or the welfare of all. They promote more and more individual comforts. They talk only that. Interestingly, you will be finding people who will ask the question, suppose you don't go to any shop, just as I don't. They'll definitely ask you a question, are you not in the habit of going to shops, malls, shopping you don't do? They put a big question mark. They think that we are odd. But whereas I think they are odd, forgetting what they have come for. T- try to understand the type of life that Lalaji led and the type of life that Babaji Maharaj led. Try to see whether you can follow the same pattern. Try to see whether we can spread the message in the real sense of the term. Few words, you can talk, I can talk, any person can talk. But practice will make others see the seriousness of the message. And either they leave us or we leave them. Very rarely you will find real friends. All this is because of materialistic desires. And by the time you are 40 or 50, you are already down the hill. And by 60s or 70s, surely that is not the time to start regular practice. By that time, we should have stabilized ourselves in the path. So start early. Those who have started early definitely will be feeling the advantage of this. But that sadhana should be serious and not giving excuses. Sadhana is in the Babaji system or the Sahaj system has to be natural, continuous. All the time we should live in the thought of the divine. Try to develop the divine attributes and be some sort of a path guide in the path. We have institutions and Maharishis everywhere. I don't find fault with them. It is because we many times forget our goal. Then you start thinking about such external structures, get very imposing structures are there. Trying to find spirituality in what we call in matter, which is not going to be there. At any point of time, you are not going to locate it there. The nearest path to God is the nearest path to ourself. That's what Babaji says. Because the Atman and the Brahman are located in the same place. We have talked enough about what is Atman and what is Brahman. There is no point in repeating it. We have to grow to the level of the Brahman. We should feel the presence of the Divine. And that is our way of living should be that. Then you have no time to think about divisive ways of living, separations. When we think about the divine, it encompasses all, it covers all, it is universal. There cannot be a particular which can claim at the same time to be divine. But then we try to possess, including gods, we try to possess. This possessive tendency is one of the problems of spirituality. We do attend several congregations. We try to get inspiration from others who attend the congregation, see how serious they are about it, and then we try to improve our seriousness also. But if we forget even for a moment the presence of the Divine in our heart, to that extent we are drifting away from the path. My own feeling is that we should not waste our time either in talking or speaking, but we should try to learn the language of the Divine, namely the silence, and live in it and for it and by it. Then we will be in a position to pass on some message to others, how we can be satisfied, how we can be happy. Happiness is the goal, not the materialistic happiness, which may properly designated as pleasure. Pleasure is different from happiness. We may not have any material prosperity, we may not have any possessions, but if we possess the Divine, we possess everything. And that is not difficult. Particularly in this path, it is not difficult. Only thing that is required is your determination. Every day we should know we are moving towards a physical end. And we should do our best to see that the Divine Consciousness percolates through every cell of our being. Babaji exhorts us to live like that. He says, even he talks about the message, I think number one of the CD, you will find him telling you that at some stage of our development, every cell of our being gets transformed. Now, whether one cell gets transformed or not, I cannot say. But he is claiming that everything, every cell of our being can be done, can vibrate with the Divine Consciousness. It is for you to accept the challenge and then do your sadhana as it is expected. You have got a goal, you have committed yourself. Nobody is compelling you to realize. It is your goal, your choice. So be serious about your choice. Be seriousness about the goal which you have chosen. That is the only way to succeed. Pranams.